Good morning. Hello. Are tuned in to Voices from the Prison Action Network. I'm produced by the Hudson Mohawk Independent Media Center. I'm Judith Brink. With us today by phone is a man who's going by the name of Squeaky, speaking to us from Houston, Texas. Welcome to the program, Squeaky. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing fine.
Well, you have a pretty amazing story to tell us. You had just begun a jail sentence in Orleans Parish Prison when the hurricane hit.
Yeah, I just went to jail.
Yeah.
Like 3-4 days before the hurricane.
And what happened after the hurricane hit?
You know, once the hurricane came, the power and everything went out, and we got locked in the cells. And we couldn't get out of the cells because the power went out.
And the power controlled the doors?
Yeah, that would control the doors. So we had to sit in the cells like 3-4 days without eating and drinking no water until we did escape the cells. Then we had to escapade just to break out the system, just to find a way out the jailhouse.
Did the guards and the staff say anything to you when they left?
Well, once the water went to getting high and stuff, they thought they were going to be able to get everybody because they said it was going to come back. But nobody never came back for us. So they just left us there.
And the water kept getting higher?
Well, so from what I understand, the water was all the way up to, like, the second floor, and we was on the third floor.
Wow. So were there prisoners down on the first floor?
Oh, no, we didn't go that far. When we got out, we just stood on the third floor, on all over helping, trying to help other inmates escape, you know what I'm saying, get out of these cells.
And how did you get out of your cells?
Well, we used metal, pieces of metal. We broke up our locker boxes. And we just kept prying through the cell, kicking the cells and stuff like that, knocking the cells out of track. And once they get out of track, we'll freeze on out the cells.
Was there a state of panic and hysteria, or were people just steadily doing what they needed to do?
Well, a lot of people panicked. A lot of people were scared. A lot of people still got left behind. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people who did get out of the cells still couldn't escape because they couldn't swim.
Oh. So not everybody made it?
No, not from my understanding. A lot of people, when I left, there was still a lot of people still locked in these cells. A lot of people still was locked out. I mean, a lot of people still out there still. They didn't want to come because they couldn't swim. They were scared to get in the water and stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So, but you got out of your cell, and
yeah.
you're not afraid of water.
Well, I knew how to swim.
You knew how to swim.
Yeah.
So, did you leave?
I really didn't know it was that bad until I hit the water. When I hit the water, only thing I knew it was bad thing because how high it was. And the water was, you know, was full of air and gas, the teeth. All your body was air and grease when you came out. Once I made it out of the water, we swam like 4 or 5 hours just to get to the highway. And once we hit the highway, we slept on the highway for like 2-3 days.
Wow.
Then we found us a boat, and we pedal on a boat from the highway to Jefferson Parish, and then we slept on a bridge for another day before we got on a FEMA bus to bring us here.
So, how many of you were together? You and other men swam. Were there any women in this prison?
Not in the part that we was in. No. It was me and 2 more dudes who escaped together. One of the dudes, he hurt himself. He cut his leg open while he was swimming.
Mm-hmm.
So the boat picked him up and brought him straight to the Superdome that they had medical. They were, you know, they had doctors and stuff in the Superdome.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't taking everybody because they gave us life jacket and they just took him because he was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he split. Me and him split up. And I split up with the other dude like 2 days ago when I phoned my family up. I was in Willow, Texas, I believe. It was Willow, Texas.
And you got taken there by a FEMA bus?
Yeah. And I phoned my family like 2 days ago. It was in Houston, so I called a Greyhound bus from Willow, Texas to Houston, Texas when I phoned my family.
Okay. And how many, were your family worried about you?
Yeah, everybody was split up and everybody was still connecting with each other.
Uh-huh.
So it's still not everybody. Everybody, we talked to everybody, but most likely everybody's like in Texas, but different part of Texas.
So, do you plan to go back to New Orleans?
No, I have no plans of going back.
Mm-hmm. Did you have family there?
Yeah, that's where my whole family was from, New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you know what happened to the rest of your family that were in New Orleans?
Well, most of them here. I got some in San Antonio. They just spread it out in Texas. Yeah, Texas.
So the family that's in Texas were originally in New Orleans, and they just all got shipped to Texas?
Yeah, FEMA.
Oh.
I think they all got away with FEMA. FEMA brought everybody to shelters and stuff out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they all stick together, and just now we're in the hotel. So we got like two weeks in here in the hotel that we're staying at for free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we've been staying at for the last 3-4 days, I think.
So
I've been here for 2 days now.
When you were in that prison and the water was rising and the guards had left, did you think you were going to survive?
Well, to be honest, I see if I was kissed from behind the cell, I was going to survive. I panicked a little because we was locked behind the cells and had dudes that was out of the cells, but everybody was trying to help everybody.
Uh-huh.
But it really had one main piece of metal that the dudes were popping the cells open with fast. And the other piece of metal that we had, we usually take like 4 or 5 hours just to get one cell open with. So, but once I got out of the cell, that's the first thing we went to doing, trying to find a way out the building. We had windows and stuff, but we didn't just want to jump into the water because they had cars and all that floating in the water, and we didn't know how high the water was from all the ground. So we walked the wall with a hose pipe.
You?
We walked the wall with a hose pipe, Uh-huh. Until we hit a roof. And once we got to the roof, we jumped out of the roof into the water.
Oh.
And we swam. That's when we thought I was swimming.
And how deep was the water?
I'd say about 10 feet.
My goodness. So you had to swim or drown.
Yeah, you had to swim. You didn't know how to swim, you were going to make it. That's how a lot of dudes got left behind, because they were scared to go in the water because they didn't know how to swim.
Oh, dear. So when you were swimming, what did you see, and how did you know where to go when you were swimming?
Well, because they had dudes in boats, you know what I'm saying? And it was like in their own personal boats, helping people, you know, escape their apartment buildings. And you know, they were picking up people who had kids and stuff like that. And they was giving us directions. They was telling us either we could go to Jeff Davis or we could go to the Superdome. But we was closer to Jeff Davis, so we just swam to Jeff Davis. Until one of the dudes gave us some life jackets.
Mm-hmm.
We got some life jackets.
Mm-hmm.
That was better because, you know what I'm saying, we were taking breaks and stuff. Then we kept swimming.
Were there other people swimming?
Yeah, there was lots of people swimming. Lots of people.
Really?
We just swam past dead bodies, floating past dead bodies. A lot of people died. We were scared, but we had to keep swimming. Be swimming for our lives. I was happy I made it because during all that, I just went 3-4 days without eating or drinking any water.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
We bust out the cell. We found waters and garbage cans. We was just drinking all of that.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And once we got free, and we hit the highway, they was giving us water. Then they would have given away water.
Oh, great.
And giving away military food, so it was eating up. But we still had to sleep on the grave for like 2-3 days before stream of buses came and got us in Bunga, Texas.
Uh-huh. So I just want to remind our audience that they're listening to Voices from the Prison Action Network here on the Indie Media Radio Show on WRPI Troy. And our guest today is a man who was locked in a prison cell when the water started rising in New Orleans and the electricity had gone out so that the guards couldn't release the prisoners from their cells. So the guards left saying they would be back, but they didn't come back for 3 or 4 days. And Squeaky managed to swim. Thank goodness you knew how to swim. Where did you learn how to swim?
Well, I learned how to swim when I was in elementary school, going to summer camp.
Uh-huh.
And one of the lifeguards taught me how to swim.
Wow, I bet you you're grateful for that
yeah.
experience now.
Yeah,
what?
I never swam that long before, but
yeah.
All that I was worried about just keeping myself on top of water.
Yes.
It worked out.
About how many miles do you think you swam in all? About how many miles do you think you swam?
I do it. It's like 4 hours.
Wow.
It was like four hours.
4 hours.
Yeah, it was about four uh-huh. hours to swim.
But there were things that you could grab onto as you were swimming to rest,
yeah,
right?
Like every now and then we'll grab a pole and hold on to a pole, catch our breath.
Yeah.
But we'll go right back because we were so worried about trying to hit safety.
Yes, yeah.
And the safest part we hit was a highway.
Uh-huh.
So we swam all the way to hit a highway that was above the water.
Yeah.
And that's where we slept for days on the highway.
You just went to sleep. You were so exhausted. Is that what you said?
Yeah, we went to sleep. The next morning, that's when we were seeing how people were getting out of town. But they had boats to get people, bringing people from Orleans Parish to Jefferson Parish. But we found the boat. Me, one of the other dudes who I escaped with, and had another dude and his girlfriend, they got in the boat with us, and we followed these military people while they was in their gas boat. We followed them, but while we pedaled. It was just telling us the Key Street. And so we hit Jefferson Parish. Like 5 minutes before we hit Jefferson Parish, one of them connect our boat with a rope to their boat, and they pulled us the rest.
Wow. What an adventure. My goodness. What are your strongest emotions about the whole thing?
Passing dead bodies up and stuff like that. And I didn't know where my family was. I didn't know where anybody was. So I didn't find out where everyone was, so I called to Ogden. I called my son, Mom, and she connected with my family here in Houston.
Well, you're lucky that you remembered her phone number, number one.
Yeah.
And were able to get a hold of a phone.
Yeah, at the shelter they gave us, at the shelter out there in Willow, Texas, they would let us use the phone.
Okay.
So I called her, and she wound up calling me back that Sunday, right at the church. We went to church, and right at the church, they called me. And it was time for us tickets to go to Ogden. And I was getting ready to go to Ogden, but it was going to be another three days on a bus. So when she told me my family was in Houston, I just turned plans. I just came to Houston since I was already here in Texas with my family. So, and she's going to be down here to come get me sometime this week.
So was your impression that there were a lot of people helping and saving people and coming to rescue people, or do you think the situation was pretty bad? And
well, it was a lot of people, you know, it sounded like helicopters were saving people, getting people off their roof and stuff, but when the helicopter get us there, they only just drop it off on the highway.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, we had to work our way off the highway when FEMA buses came. And that's how a lot of people get to leave New Orleans when the buses come. But the helicopters were just taking people, you know, it was just fine. The helicopters and the boat, it was just helping people escape their homes and stuff.
But all the time that you were swimming, you were seeing people being helped?
I didn't hear you.
Yeah. Did you see people who were crying for help and not getting it?
Well, it was a lot of people crying for help, but it was only so many people they could drive on a boat at one time.
Yeah.
The boats was picking up mostly people who had kids with them first.
I see.
So when we found our boat, I decided just to pedal on myself, you know what I'm saying? It was me and one other dude who I've been with, and we found two more people to come with us, and we just cut our way out ourselves. Because we didn't want to keep waiting. Because there was a lot of people who had their family, had kids, and they was getting them first.
So who were the people in the boats? Were they just neighbors?
It was people from the military.
Okay.
It was Duncan people, military people.
Okay. Well.
When we first escaped, we couldn't get help from no one. But when we first stopped, like we was telling people we need help, no one wouldn't stop it. And that was people who was in the boats around the jail house. And it was for the jail house, I guess. At one time, we heard that they had a truck that come out to pull the water. To cut the cells open for the inmates. They never had. They kept saying we called the truck in to cut the cells open, but it never happened. We still wanted to spend 3-4 days in cell without eating or drinking water.
I'm glad that you survived. I'm glad that you got reunited with your family. I'm glad there's happy endings to some of the stories. And I also want to thank you for being on the show with me this morning. We're going to have to wrap it up now. Is there any last words that you want to say before we say goodbye?
Well, no, but I'm just glad I got away safe and I called out with my family.
So. Okay, thank you very much.
Well, thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Okay.